Let's turn to sport, with momentum building ahead of the All Blacks versus Wales game in Cardiff on Sunday. The teams were named this morning. With us now is Welsh rugby reporter Simon Thomas. Kia ora, Simon. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Yeah, good evening from you and good morning to you.
Now, this is going to be an interesting one. Any surprises in the Welsh team? I saw a couple of New Zealanders pop up.
Well, they're Welsh now. We like to think of them as Welsh now. You know, yeah, there would have been another one if Willis Hollow hadn't contracted COVID yet. And Gareth Anscombe grew up in New Zealand, but his mother's from Cardiff. Yes, so it's great to see him back. He's been out after 2 years. I mean, in terms of surprises, well, to be perfectly honest, Wales are so depleted in numbers that the side pretty much picked itself, and it got to the extent today that having been already without 19 players, having named the team, Kiwi-born coach Wayne Pivaga to announce another player was out, taking it to 20 missing players. So I kept my boots on standby today. I must admit, just was needed for the call, because we are down to the bare bones a bit.
Yeah, it's interesting seeing Gareth Anscombe returning. That's after, what, about 2 years, is it, since he's been in international events?
I won't claim that I counted it up, but it is 881 days, a long time. Suffered a knee ligament injury against England ahead of the 2019 World Cup. Series of setbacks along the way. It's been a really rough road. He's been through some dark times, having spoken to him about it. But he's got a few games back under his belt now for his club, the Ospreys. He's been playing well, really well, considering how long he's been out. And he will relish this opportunity, you know. And he's a quality player. Important to remember, he was key to the Welsh Grand Slam in 2019.
Now, Alan Wynne-Jones, this is going to be the test where he becomes the most capped player of all time, beating Richie McCaw.
149th cap for Wales is extraordinary, really. I mean, I'm old enough to have seen his first one and covered it back in 2006. He's been an incredible servant of Welsh rugby. It spoke volumes to the man, really, that he dislocated his shoulder in a warm-up game ahead of the Lions tour, and then 3 weeks later he was back out in South Africa playing and going on to captain the Lions in the test match. He's a totem and inspiration. He kind of run out of adjectives for him. Still first to every drill in training, the players tell you, still driving the standards, 36 years old, but no sign particularly of his powers waning. And he will be particularly important this weekend with, you know, players missing, in terms of rallying the remaining troops and using the 16th man of the stadium crowd, which will be a big factor for Wales.
Yeah, the Six Nations champions, Wales, but nonetheless, so severely under strength. How competitive is this match going to be?
I mean, if you look at it really, Wales are probably missing seven or eight what you would call first-teamers, various reasons, because the game is outside the official test window. Our English-based players aren't available, and then there's a catalogue of injuries as well. But these things happen in sport. Ian Foster's been talking tonight, the All Blacks coach, and he said, at the end of the day, that's part and parcel of rugby these days. You do miss players. I suppose the one thing it does is it tells you a lot about your strength in depth. There's still, I mean, the pack is still quite close to what you would see as the first string pack. It's behind and among the backs that there's, you know, really been a lot of disruption. I guess we'll find out the answer on Saturday. I mean, I must admit there is an air of trepidation in Wales. It's like watching the old BBC show Doctor Who. I think a few people may be doing it from behind the sofa on Saturday.
I appreciate your time. It's going to be a great one to watch. Simon Thomas there, Welsh rugby reporter.